Soulful.
Welcome to the Higher Self Activation Podcast. My name is Ligia, and I'm here to help you find trust, let go of control, and see more aligned results with less hustle. We will bring the cosmos and multidimensional consciousness into the here and now, making energy tangible and easy to understand. Now let's get started with today's episode. I'm here with Caitlin, who's an Ayurvedic business coach and one of my favorite people, a projector in human design, just like myself, and one very much in her radiance. So Caitlin, I'm really honored, really happy that you're here with us.
I'm so happy too. It's been a long time in the making, and you know, when projectors get together, we're going to shine pretty bright. So
yes, I can't wait. And this episode, so we're going to talk about Ayurveda to grow your business with flow. So infusing the wisdom of Ayurveda to grow your business from a place of ease and not resistance, not making things harder than they need to be, because that's going against the stream. And the way I see it, infusing Ayurveda can bring back that natural balance. So we're going to be sharing how you can start tapping into the essence of your business to find energetic balance and to honor the seasons, to honor the forces of nature. So when it's time to rest, when it's time to create. And this is so timely for me personally, because I've been getting downloads, and when I pull cards in the morning, to really go with the nature, follow nature when it comes to my business. So I'm personally very excited to see everything that you have to share.
I'm really excited to be talking about this, and I think it goes really well with your work as well.
We're definitely on the same page, and I just think it's genius the way that you infuse Ayurveda, and I've listened to you explaining and sharing, going back to the natural flow, which is something I love to share as well. So the flow is always there. It's your blueprint, is your default. And how we actually, when we don't experience that, it's more of us getting in the way. To the woman listening that is completely new to Ayurveda, can you give us a little overview of what it means?
Yeah, of course. So just touching on what you had just said, in Ayurveda, we see that there is what's called a Prakriti and a Vikriti. And Prakriti refers to your natural state, meaning literally the way you were born. So essentially it's talking about your DNA, your genetic blueprint from birth. And then the Vikriti is referring to all other states, to put it lightly. But Ayurveda really sees us as multidimensional beings. And it also sees us as the microcosm of the macrocosm, meaning that just like nature, we are always changing. And the Vikriti accounts for that. The Vikriti is what your current state is. And so if you're unfamiliar with Ayurveda, it's really great to just get to know it by studying your own doshas first. And I'll go over what the doshas are, but you can simply take a dosha quiz. I usually have one on my site, but I'm remodeling it right now. But I absolutely love Banyan Botanicals for their quiz. They are very detailed with it, and they will send you to so many different resources to understand how to bring yourself back to balance.
Perfect. I'll include the link to this quiz that you like in the show notes. So for you listening, you can take the quiz after the episode. And yeah, so I'm curious to see, to learn more about the doshas. I think I know mine, but that's something that I always go back and forth. So it's actually a question mm-hmm. that I have. I feel like I'm Pitta, then I feel like I'm Vata. So what are the doshas?
Yeah, so like I said, with the Vikriti, it accounts for this constant change that we experience. And so you can see that in, like, you know, maybe you have a bad night's sleep, and you wake up very differently from the night that you had a good night's sleep. But additionally, you go into a specific environment, or you listen to a certain song, or you see a certain movie, or you have an experience, or different smells. They equate to a new state within the self, right? You can sniff a certain essential oil and it'll make you feel energized, and you can sniff a different one and it'll make you kind of want to go to sleep. And so that's a way I like to look at it. It's always going to be fluctuating. You're actually Pitta Vata for sure. I think you're more Vata than Pitta, but we also go through seasons, and I'll talk about that in reference to business, but I'll also talk about it in reference to the actual seasons of the year. We're just coming out of Pitta season. So you might've felt more Pitta during those hot, sunny days than you did Vata. And now we're going into the Vata season, which is fall. It's, you know, the leaves are drying out, and these are qualities that we would associate with Vata. I'll go into it a little bit more in a moment. And so that might now make you more Vata, right? So we flow with the seasons, whether we like it or not. Mm-hmm. But the doshas themselves, there are three of them. And all three exist within you. So even if, like I said, you're Vata Pitta, and I'm more Pitta Vata, but I'm also Kapha, and so are you. It's just that it's a, like a lower percentage, you can say.
Right. And these are basically connected to the elements in nature, right? Yeah. So it's the fire, fire, air, and earth. Mm-hmm. Right, so, am I right?
Yeah, it's actually, there's five elements in there. And like I said, Ayurveda sees us as the microcosm of the macrocosm. So it sees air, ether, fire, water, and earth. And it sees it outside of us as well as inside of us. Inside of our physical bodies, you can see it like we have, you know, the digestive fire. In Ayurveda, that's considered the Agni. That's fire within the body. You can also see that in the mind, though, too, right? You can see some fire in your mind or your emotions. So the three doshas, they exist all over. It's basically a way to almost categorize the elements of nature, but how we see it all around us. So the three doshas, Pitta, Vata, and Kapha. Pitta is fire and water. It's primarily fire and then water. And then Vata is primarily air and then ether as well. And Kapha is earth and water. So even just right there, you can start to imagine those. Imagine them within your body. Imagine them around you. And notice the qualities of them. That's how we start to implement Ayurveda into all areas of life, is by recognizing the qualities of fire. It's not cold, it's hot, right? Mm. It's kind of sharp, and it's sort of like, it's bright, it's light, it's sort of penetrating. And those are qualities that you can see in other areas that would define Pitta. So in a person, the person with Pitta is likely to have kind of penetrating eyes. They have a very deep gaze, and they're also very bright in the mind.
And I love what you said, how that's just a reflection of the macrocosm. So, I mean, this is us going back to oneness, isn't it? It completely dissolves that illusion of separation, because you see that the dynamics that you feel in yourself, in your personal life, in your business, they're all happening outside of your, I mean, outside, quote unquote, of your physical body, but in nature. And we can just engage in that beautiful dance together, but it's, the flow is the same and energy moving is the same. As above, so below. I love that.
As above, so below. Exactly. And so for a lot of the women listening, you might see it in many different areas of life. For me, when I started studying Ayurveda, I was kind of splitting myself in two. I was not living in oneness. I was doing a marketing business that I wasn't ready to go all in on because it didn't feel whole to me. And then I was also teaching yoga pretty much full time, but it also felt like something was missing there. And then I actually found Ayurveda to heal my body and my mind. So as I started to infuse in my own life, I started to see how different entrepreneurs I worked with when I was doing marketing might experience these imbalances in the doshas, that these imbalances can now lead to frustration. They can lead to attachment. They can lead to more serious health issues, acid reflux disease, heart disease. When we know that there is a dosha imbalance, we can start to bring harmony to the body and prevent disease and maintain wellness.
And that is so powerful, because it's so eye-opening. I mean, going back to what you said, that you see me as Vata Pitta, it's so funny because that's what I notice. I notice my imbalance when I'm out of balance and I'm having a period that just things don't feel aligned, or I'm in my head, then I feel the Pitta. And if I were to take a quiz or something, but it's Pitta, 100%. And when I feel more balanced, I fall more into the Vata category. So it's interesting to see. I mean, you can have a predominant element, but can it be that one is the one that stands out the most when you're out of balance?
Yeah, typically. I think that, you know, this goes back to our own habits. And it's really important to recognize like the subconscious ways of being, because I'm sure you notice this, but like when you're going through things, you might just lean towards a certain dosha because you're kind of programmed that way. And as a projector, there's also like this huge importance on deconditioning. And this is one of the reasons, because we actually start to, you know, get conditioned in a way. I know I grew up in New York. I live in New York. I live just outside of New York City. So you can guess the kind of mentality towards work ethic we have here. It's very much like hustle, hustle, hustle. If you're not doing, then you're like wasting time, like keep going, da, da, da. And for me, I experienced many Pitta imbalances, and they manifested in different ways. They manifested everywhere between skin issues to eye issues to migraines to like just all kinds of things that later in life I was like, well, this isn't explainable besides my way of being, genuinely, besides my way of automatically being, which is now creating all these habits, which are now creating my life. And I was so unhappy and disconnected, right? I was not living in oneness. I was not feeling whole. I was doing two different businesses. And, you know, I think that this is one of the biggest challenges as somebody, you know, in this day and age, or somebody in general, especially those who are going the route of the entrepreneur, it's the practice of finding the habits that really light you up, the habits that allow you to have your health and your wealth, because you can have both. And I think that we forget that, or there's just this oppression from society that tells us that we can't have both, and we can.
And we're so, and like you said, we're so conditioned to fall into the hustle and the doing, and it's, that's just one dosha, but you do have seasons.
Just taking a quick break from today's episode to remind you that there are still a few spots to join us in Energy Mastery, my series of 6 in-depth live masterclasses and Q&As all about energy. We break down the very foundations of energy dynamics, from quantum physics to the multidimensional consciousness, divine masculine, divine feminine, in a way that is easy and tangible. This content is truly life-changing. And you can find the link to join in the show notes. Now back to what we were saying.
And you do, you know, you learn how to navigate. So how do you still hold your balance? So how do you keep your balance and still honor the seasons? Because there is a time and place to leverage that Pitta, that fire, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You launch a program, you're going to want to you're going to want to be a bit fiery, right? I'm actually in the process of launching the 4th round of my business academy right now. And this is my season for being a bit more fiery. So I'm going to the gym. I'm running. I don't particularly run very often, but I'm running because it brings that fire up in me. And it's, yeah, you can flow with the seasons. You know, you can have fun with your business, and you can do so by being able to see through the eyes of Ayurveda. So like I was saying before, there's all these characteristics. They're actually called the gunas. The gunas, it's a Sanskrit word, but it translates to like the qualities of these doshas. So like I was saying before, we know we're in Vata season because the leaves are getting rough and dry and light, and these are qualities of Vata. So it also adds those qualities to us. If you go outside and it's windy, it's going to dry out your skin. Your skin's going to become rough, maybe light and flaky. This is also going to irritate probably your mind. It might make you feel kind of scattered and not focused. right? So you can see how they might be subtle, but for somebody who is trying to find their natural flow, something as simple as going outside for an hour and having the wind be so, you know, like aggravating for the dosha can prevent you from going back inside 10 minutes later and sitting down at your computer and writing a really beautiful email that's magnetic to your soulmate clients.
Wow. And that's all about lowering the resistance, tuning in on how energy actually wants to move, right? How, what is going on there that would be my natural flow, and how you can see that in nature, in your body, because it's there. But we're not trained to go there often, I feel like. And like you said, just go outside, observe, feel it in your body, see what is triggered, see how it moves, how it changes. So you can follow that. Then instead, we try to just keep one rhythm and we try to push through. Or, you know, when you feel more contractive or more like resting and you want to change that. So I really feel like understanding the doshas and understanding the natural flow when it comes to the elements can help you go back to the place of no resistance, just allowing that to do its thing.
Yeah.
And I remember you sharing something that really resonated too. So when it comes to the seasons, how you are one being and your business is another, and how you might have your peaks or your, you know, your energy is in one place, but your business has maybe different seasons. So in what cases you see that, oh, I might be feeling something or going through a phase, but my business is in a different season when it comes to the elements.
Yeah. And I think that this is probably kind of funny, because if you are familiar with like a lot of people who do similar work in the sense of like spiritual business coaching, I hear a lot of people say, and I've said this many times too, is that your business is a reflection of you. But I'd like to add on to that and say that it isn't directly you. Because if you're having, I mean, I have a spiritual experience with my business. I don't know if you feel the same way, but I definitely have a spiritual experience with my business on a regular basis, where I am actually communicating with it. And there's this saying, I'm sure you've heard it at least once or twice, where somebody's calling their business their baby.
Yes.
Right? And if you think about the energy of a child, right, it doesn't exactly know the right thing to do all the time. It needs, in the beginning, it needs a lot of direction. And in the beginning, that basically is you, right? Like, and that's why typically if, you know, a child is crying or something's happening, somebody's going to look to the mom because, you know, whatever, that's what society does. But they're like, well, mom is the one who can direct the child. The child doesn't know what's right or wrong right now.
Right.
But when the child grows up, it knows, this is who I am. This is what I want to do. These are my values. This is my morals. I'm going to take this action. But in the beginning, your business is the same exact way. It doesn't know right from wrong. It doesn't know what it is, who it is, what its identity is. And it's your job to be the parent of it, to cultivate it, to build a foundation. When we see through the eyes of Ayurveda and we look at business, the first dosha that I ask people to look at is kapha, because it has earth energy. And if you think about it, if we don't have earth energy, we actually don't have any weight to us. Like all of the density of the body, all of the density of like our anchor, our roots, that is kapha. So in that sense, kapha is also the early stages of a human life. It's from birth until like the young years, and it's that growth stage. You know, all throughout teenage years, we're developing, we're understanding who we are. This is kapha. And then we get into pitta, and then we get into vata later in life, but it's the same thing with the business. So yeah, it's separate from you. It's not exactly you, but it's also not exactly not you. So sit with it and communicate with it like it's your baby.
And that makes so much sense, because that's when you feel the burnout. That's when you see that you push too hard without that grounding energy before. That's the kapha foundation. It's the earth element before you go into pitta season.
Mm-hmm.
That makes so much sense. And so what does it look like if I want to look at the kapha energy in my business? What are some practices that I can start, or where can I start?
So I believe that this is very much gaining clarity. So I think this might be really helpful for everybody who's listening, but some of the most common imbalances that I see within people's businesses are usually Pitta or Vata. So you can imagine Pitta is going to be the person who is doing, and they probably have so many things on their to-do list and hopefully checking it off at a good pace. And then if they're not, they're like beating themselves up, and they're kind of, a lot of the times I also see that they wind up repelling clients because their energy is, that fire energy is actually overactive. And in that state, it can sound like they are kind of pushy or they're competitive. They can be a little challenging to be around, but I think we're in the spiritual realm, and this isn't as drastic as, say, somebody working on Wall Street, you know, where they're like so fiery you can't be near them, but it's more so, it's subtle. And a lot of the times I actually see that this person is more likely to be self-sabotaging in the sense of the way they speak to themselves.
And I've been there, so I know what you mean.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we've all been there, right?
Yes. Oh, well, especially as women in business and the whole conditioning, I think it's very easy for us to go there first, unfortunately, and experience the lack of balance to see that something's off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so if you think about that state, how does it feel? Like, what? How would you describe it? What are some of the qualities of the way you are being in that? The way you're being is, I don't know if maybe you can throw some out, but I would say hard. You're kind of hard on yourself.
Mm, yes. Right? That pressure, that feeling like there's always something else. There's this never-ending pressure, and then you're hard on yourself, and if it doesn't get done, it is your fault. And that heavy, that's how I would describe that heavy energy, and it's on you. So kind of that pressure of, oh, it's on my shoulders, I have to carry this out, and it's never enough, so I have to run faster and I have to run faster. That's what comes up when I think about it.
Yeah, and it's a lie.
Yeah.
I know, everybody's like, ah,
good news.
No, yeah. Like, they're like, oh, this is such a good thing to hear, but also like, darn. Everything's made up. But, you know, I won't say that everything's made up, because there are also some pieces of pressure that I recognize that people get into this state likely because maybe they have financial struggles and they're like, oh, I need to make the business work. I need. So now another quality is attachment. So a lot of the times we can start to, granted, this is very individualized, but you know, for the broad majority that's experiencing now, what I would say is start to ask yourself what the ways of being are and what the quality of those ways of being are. And the best way to treat anything is, Ayurveda has a saying of like attracts like and opposites create balance. So if you are feeling hard on yourself, how can you be soft? If you are feeling attached to the outcome, how can you learn to be non-attached? You know, and this is, I know somebody rolled their eyes when I said it, but because trust me, I've worked with imbalanced pittas before. I get it. I've been one too. And I'm sure I will go through another season where I am attached and hard on myself and, you know, not so pleasant to be around. We're human. We flow with the seasons. We have experiences that make us this way. Maybe somebody said something to you about like getting the money by this point or whatever. Something put the pressure on you, then you put the pressure on you, and here we are. You know, the reality is that there are pressures that are fairly real, right? If I don't make any money and I can't pay my bills and I can't afford the roof over my head or I can't buy healthy food, then it's going to lead to more problems. And, you know, if I don't fix it, then it leads to more problems. And there is this inevitable challenge that would then come, right? This is a real fear. not saying that you shouldn't be attached to the idea of like, oh, I don't want to live that way. I want to make my reality. Yes, you want to make your reality. I think it's important to recognize that you can put commands out to the universe of what you want to create, but you don't have to do it in an attached way. And I'm sure Ligia will speak to this, but manifestation is not like, oh, it has to be this way. You do not know what you do not know. And I think that's a key element for Pitta, because Pitta, we know it all. We're really smart. I'm Pitta. Don't worry. I'm not picking on Pittas. But you don't know what you don't know. So keep the doors open. Don't be attached and be soft with yourself.
Right. And I love what you said, how like attracts like and opposites bring balance. Is that how you said it?
Mm-hmm.
I love
yes,
that.
Yes, remember that.
Yes. That yeah, I'm going to write this formula. Down.
Yeah, that is the formula for any time that you feel out of balance.
And I guess it's really about bringing your awareness to just see where the lack of balance, where the imbalance is coming up, right? So just noticing what it feels like. So that being hard on yourself or the attachment, by you just bringing your awareness there, you know what the opposite would be. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's something that we talked about earlier in another episode also, but how it's not necessarily, okay, so what do I have to do now to fix it? Okay, so my pitta is I'm imbalanced in my fiery energy. It's too much. It's on overdrive. So it's not about things that you need to do actively to go and shift. But there's a lot of power in just bringing your awareness and realizing what it is so you can allow the opposite to come. I feel like it's there's such a conditioning around you have to be the one doing and fixing and coming from that masculine energy of I need to take action to fix something that you might notice then balance and automatically go, oh, how can I take action to change that?
Yeah.
So yeah, would you say that bringing your awareness is the first step?
Yes, Svadhyaya is the first step, self-study. That's part of the yamas and niyamas of yogic philosophy, which Ayurveda is the sister science of yoga, for those who are new to it. And I think also it's that the action isn't outside of you. Yes, there are practices. There are practices that you can do. There are things that you can buy to help you balance your doshas, but it begins with the action that you take in and for yourself.
And with this mic drop, Kaylin, thank you so much. Boom. Action is and I love that. Because it's not even, oh, don't care about the action. Forget the action. Let's not take action. But it's the action. It's not outside of yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's
just
really
changing
you.
Yeah, that idea that it's something external that you have to go and see. No, it's within. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And tell everyone listening where they can find you online.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. I hope that everybody listening gains something from today's show. You can find me on Instagram. I do love Instagram. And my handle is Caitlin Anne Marie with an underscore at the end. Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N. And I also have a free Facebook community called the Soulpreneur Sisterhood.
Which I love.
Yeah, it's a super fun space. And I'm always open to questions. I think that, you know, the best encouragement that I can give for anybody who's starting out with Ayurveda is take a dosha quiz pretty regularly. And then over time, you'll start to be able to see through the eyes of Ayurveda a bit more. I typically post a lot of educational pieces on my perspective of Ayurveda and business and how you can create balance within yourself and your business. So always feel free to send a message and we can chat and I can help you out with that.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us in the Higher Self Activation.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It's such a beautiful space.
Thank you. I hope you loved today's episode. And if you did, please don't forget to take a minute and leave a star review or a comment on iTunes. I create this content from my soul to support yours.
And this makes all the difference to help my message get out there and reach the people who need to listen. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.